Hello, Marnie.
G'day.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, your recent article published on The Conversation says that in New Zealand, 595 of the 7,800 injuries on beaches were litter-related. Is this also to be expected on Australian shores?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I would expect that we've probably got probably have some more injuries just because we've got a larger population. If we looked at it per capita, hopefully it'd be about the same as New Zealand, but we don't know yet because we haven't done the research.
So what can we kind of learn from, I guess, New Zealand's experience with it?
I think that some of the interesting trends that we see from the New Zealand things is we can work out that some groups, age groups, are more vulnerable than others. So kids are more vulnerable, especially the little tiny tots, because they're more exploratory and put things in their mouths. So they're at higher risk. And the elderly are actually at a higher risk as well. And for the elderly in that category, it's things like they might be stepping over debris that's on the beach and lose their balance and fall and they break wrists and hips and things like that. So there are some really unusual types of injuries that we weren't actually expecting to come up in the data, because most people think of beach and litter and they think of needle stick injuries or cuts. But there are actually some major things that happen.
Yeah, wow. In your 2012 research, linking social drivers of marine debris with actual marine debris on beaches, you found that 75% of survey participants do not litter at beaches, with age, gender, income and residency influencing the littering behaviour. Can you please explain your findings and how they, I guess, have changed since your initial research?
Okay, so there's two factors at play. First of all, we have the simple one where potentially people tell a lie when they do the survey because they're talking face-to-face with someone. So they might in fact litter, but they don't want to lose face by saying that to someone who's doing the survey with them. Mm. So potentially the numbers aren't quite correct. But the other thing that could be going on is we had a representative sample. That was only for Tasmania. It wasn't for all of Australia. And behaviours in different places are different. So what we might be seeing is a shift in the behaviours that we see at beaches. There's a couple of other things going on as well. So we think that I think when you go to a beach that looks dirty, you take more precautions, so you're less likely to be injured. But if you go to a beach that looks relatively clean, you're not as you don't take as much caution, and therefore you're more likely to have injuries. And we actually think that is quite a big trend that's going on. So we think what's happening is that we have beach cleanups and people are looking after their beaches, but there's still things that are dangerous on those beaches. And because they look cleaner, then we take less precaution and therefore we get injured.
Yeah, okay. I guess that makes a lot of sense, really. If I was to go onto a beach that looked dirty, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to watch where I'm stepping. Whereas it looks clean, I'm just going to, you know, wander down, not really give any thoughts about it. And I guess something that says something about the Australian beachgoers, in your 2016 survey in particular, you found that although 21.6% of beachgoers in Tasmania had litter-related injuries, they didn't consider beach litter as an injury risk, as they were more focused on the effects on the marine environment. So, yeah, what does that say about Australian beachgoers?
I think it says a couple of things. First, that we really love the marine environment and we actually have a passion for looking after that coastline and the animals that are associated with it. So we tend to think and care more about that sort of stuff because, you know, we love that marine environment. And I guess the fact that we don't necessarily think of it as hurting ourselves is probably related to the fact that it's small children and the elderly that tend to get more injured, and therefore, you know, most people who do surveys are between the age of 18 and upwards. So we're probably getting we're surveying people who are more likely not to be injured, and therefore they may not necessarily think about it as much. But, you know, there's a lot of more work to be done in Australia to work out what actually are the injury rates for all of Australia and what sort of injuries are being experienced by people.
Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense as well. We currently have a plastic bag ban in our major supermarkets, and now slowly plastic straws in some part of the hospitality industry. But I guess management is a big thing, particularly for waste. What other kind of management is available for the other countless types of, waste, such as glass or rusting metal and, in some cases, needles?
Yeah, well, waste management's our prime thing, and a lot of the debris that ends up on beaches is actually from land. So it's people taking stuff to the beach, or it's blowing there, or it's coming out of stormwater. So some simple things we can do is improve how we have our stormwater system set up. Also, like sewerage outfalls, a lot of those go offshore, and there's, depending on the grade of the filters that they have at the sewerage outfalls, we can get waste coming out that way. But I think really the most important thing to do is probably to educate our children. And we know that by the age of 10, kids tend to be set in their beliefs and their actions. So if we can get into like the kindergartens and the primary schools and reinforce the fact that we don't want to litter and we want to look after the environment, that's a really good way of trying to address this issue. The other thing around like awareness raising is that from studies on land about littering, we know that an awareness campaign only is effective for about 6 to 18 months, and then you have to change the campaign. So it actually takes a fair bit of effort to keep a rolling campaign about littering going. And that's where the school system is a lot better way to educate and train people into the future. And kids are great at like taking information home to their parents and their grandparents. And we have that transference of knowledge from the children actually into the rest of the family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea. And education, as with a lot of things, is a really good starting block for many of the things that we need to change habit-wise and waste-wise, and the list goes on. So I guess education would be a really massive one. What else can be done aside from simply disposing of our rubbish appropriately and raising awareness on days such as Clean Up Australia Day?
Yeah, I think we probably, as a society, we need to be able to think more about how we can reuse and recycle, and therefore we reduce our waste output. We're quite lucky in Australia because, and in New Zealand as well, because we have pretty good waste management systems. But in some countries, and I'm sure everyone's probably gone to places where it looks pretty dirty and polluted, those countries don't have good waste management systems. So, you know, having effective waste management is really, really important. But I guess also the thing to think about is waste can come from other places. So things can float down on the ocean currents and land on our beaches. And we can't really prevent that. That's just something that happens. So being vigilant about when debris does come onto beaches and having cleanups is probably good. You know, it's nice to do a Keep Australia Beautiful type actions, but maybe we need to be more proactive with that. And some places, some shires or councils do that. They have beach cleaners. But I think there's also the pristine beaches, or not pristine, but the remote and isolated beaches that we probably need to keep an eye on and clean as well.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I guess something that it's good that we're talking about so that people, I guess, understand what impact waste can have, and when they go to the beach, that they should probably just pick up not necessarily just their own rubbish, but rubbish around them as well. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Marnie, for coming in and, I guess, explaining this whole concept to us.
My pleasure.